the appeal of sailing is, you know, the unknown and the surprises, although those are sometimes hard to handle, but those make for the best stories, I think.
Elena Moore and Patrick Riley have a taste for adventure. They spent 8 months living at sea off the coast of the East Coast. Then, as the Denver-based band Tennis, they tell the tale. But we're not talking sea shanties here. Tennis spins a yarn with bouncy beats and catchy pop tunes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. Elena and Patrick of Tennis spent years preparing for their trip. They read books, memorized the lingo, and figured out how to safely get through the variety of tough situations that tend to happen out at sea. Well, they survived a lot of real adventures, and their album, Cape Dory, is 10 of those stories set in a surf music soundtrack. There's romance in it as well, as Elena and Patrick have since gotten married. They joined host Alisa Alley in Studio A, and she asked them about what they were doing between the big trip and the success of their album.
I had just gotten like a really nice job at this museum in Colorado, and I was really happy.
Oh, what were you going to do at the museum?
I was working there for about a year doing installation and just like physical operations. But yeah, all of a sudden the internet took our songs, and some labels were interested, and we're like... What are we going to do with our lives now?
What about you, Elena? What were you going to do if this didn't take off? Or what were you doing before?
Well...
Your favorite job in the world.
I know, my favorite job in the world. I just was working retail for a locally owned clothing store in Denver owned by a woman I love. And I got to do arts and crafts all day.
Oh.
So I hated quitting, actually. Yeah, and I actually plan on going back to work there as soon as our touring's done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't get us wrong, though. We really like doing this.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Some go-to stories that you could share with us, or one?
Yeah, those are the ones that actually kind of made their way into songs on the album, like Marathon, our song Marathon. It's about we had to sail to Marathon, Florida, to make our way around the coast from the west coast to the east coast of Florida. And in order to do it, we had to make our first overnight sail. It was our first stretch that was too far to go in daylight. And we were so scared to be at sea all night long. And we were so new. And we did all the research we could and weather planning. But, you know, you never know what it's going to be like until you're out there. And I was so scared I couldn't eat. And when we were leaving the anchorage, we ran aground in a falling tide. And we, like, had to, like, dig ourselves out with anchors and, like, our rowboat and, like, it's called kedging off and like drag our boat. And it was like a horrible start. And it was like full of like mishap, but we finally came like hobbling in the next day to the island. And I like wrote everything down from beginning to end. And that is now the song Marathon.
Coconut Grove is a very small cove, separated from the sea by a shifting shore. Yeah. place did we see a light?
That was Tennis, performing live in our studios with Marathon and South Carolina. Their new album is called Cape Dory. Take 5 produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.